Hi everyone, we are continuing in our Advent devotionals, and today we're reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good news, lift it up. Fear not, says the cities. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. So this passage here, it starts with the words, comfort, comfort. And then after that, God says, speak tenderly to Jerusalem. The picture here in Isaiah, it's a very personal, it's a caring, a sensitive kind of tone here. It's one of tenderness and comfort. And as we said earlier in the week, Isaiah is written to people in darkness and turmoil, and the worst was actually yet to come. Judgment and exile was impending. But here, God wants to know, and this is throughout Isaiah, sporadically through, God wants his people to know that he cares about them, that he loves them. And here, God is reassuring his people that they are his children. He wants comfort, tenderness to them. He wants them to know that he is the Father. He cares for them. And part of that comfort is that there's what the first couple of verses points us to is that there's an end to warfare, to sin and iniquity. God is going to work. And how is this going to happen? How would those things end? Verse 3 talks about a voice crying out in the desert to prepare a way of the Lord, prepare the way of the Lord. And in verse 5, it talks about God's glory would be revealed after that. This points to actually John the Baptist. He actually was the one who would prepare the way for God. And God is coming to his people. That's what this good news, this is what the comfort is that God was coming to his people here. And verses 6 through 8 talks about how the word of God will stand forever. I'm not going to emphasize this too much, but basically Isaiah is telling us this is true. This is going to happen. We're going to prepare the way, and God himself will come. And then in the last few verses, in verses 9 through 11, it tells us that when God comes, it will be good news. People will rejoice. God will come with might and with power. But then in verse 11, it tells us that he will tend his flock like a shepherd. Again, a picture of gentleness and kindness, tenderness. When God comes, he's going to come with might and power, and he's going to come with tenderness and love and comfort. There's this picture here that is often given. I mean, there's a song that we sing for it, a worship song, where the coming of this king would be like a lion and a lamb. Maybe another picture we could say, you'd be like a warrior and a shepherd. This is our comfort, though, is that when Jesus comes, he will be like the lion and the lamb. He'll be like the king, the warrior, but also the shepherd as well. And this is comfort for us. Because for us, right, if we're experiencing darkness, if we're in a place of sin, if things are hard, just like they were for the people of Israel at this time, for us to experience comfort in that darkness and our struggles, we need both the might of God and we need the love of God. We need both. One without the other is not enough. Because if God is just loving and caring, but he's not mighty, that means he would just be a really nice guy who can't actually do anything about it. But if God is mighty and also not shepherding and not caring, then we'd be doomed for judgment in his presence because he'd be mighty and he could just zap us because that's what we deserve. We have both the might and the love of God. And that is and that was displayed through the coming of Jesus. Jesus came as a king, a mighty king, but he also came as a little baby. Jesus coming as a king meant that he was still like Lord, the creator, the one with all the power. But his coming as a little baby, it points to his humanity, his empathy with us. Jesus came as a child so he could understand us and ultimately love us. This is the comfort that we need. This is what the world needed, and we got it. God sent Jesus to us to be our king, to have power and might to rule. But he also came to shepherd, to care for us, to call us his children, to speak tenderly to us, to bring comfort to us. This is what we're remembering in this Advent season, in Christmas season, the coming of Jesus. And let's praise God that Jesus came for us and that in our struggles and our troubles, he's powerful. He can do something about the things that are wrong, things that are off, our struggles. And he also cares for us and he loves us so deeply. Let's thank God for sending Jesus to us. Jesus, we thank you for your coming. We thank you that you care for us, but you also have the power to do something about the struggles we're in. And we pray that in this season, renew our hearts, remind us of the truth of both, of your might and power, and of that shepherding, caring heart that you have for us, as you are the good shepherd who laid down his life for us. We thank you for such a gift, and may we rejoice in this good news as well. Bless us in this season, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.